In chapter 6, you will learn the universe is abundant in its supply and is ready to give you all that you require for your journey through life. You will learn that competing is taking from others. Creating is building more, growing and expanding the universe. This is easy to understand when you have the quantum gift. The quantum gift will show you that the universe is ready to create with you the future that you desire. The law of creation creates whatever you're thinking about, positive or negative, and can be broken up into two parts. The first part is the launching of the creation with emotion, and the second part is the acceptance or allowing of that creation through the abundance of the universe. To activate this ability of creation, we must learn to harness our creative mind. Typically, we function with our competitive mind, but to create things with thought, we need to activate the creative mind. Creation begins with a thought. All creation begins with a thought. First of all, a seed idea must be created by using the action of the mind. Creating a clear, complete, and detailed thought form. With the continued use of undivided attention and concentration, the clear and detailed thought form is then given to the subconscious mind to nurture and develop. The transfer of the seed idea from the conscious to the subconscious mind is completed when the conscious attention is removed from it. Now, the seed idea can begin to grow within our subconscious mind. We help the idea to grow by combining it with physical action that is in alignment with our desired outcome. We then nurture and love our seed idea into maturity by giving it our mental attention and seeing it grow through the influence of every action that we take. As a thought form from our seed idea grows, it attracts to it other thoughts and minds with compatible ideals. All minds are connected through a part of mind called universal mind. Therefore, our thought wave energy reaches throughout the universe. When we create a visualized thought form which reaches out into universal mind, other people are also forming similar thought forms which are compatible to ours. Through the magnetic principle of attraction of subconscious mind, these compatible desires and needs meet. We are drawn into each other's creations through compatible ideas and needs. This like attracts like action is an expression of the law of attraction. In order to activate the law of attraction, we must build an expectation within us and then expectantly look to receive its action within our lives. The chances are that whatever you're looking for in your life already exists. If you desire money, then all the money you could imagine is already in existence. If you're looking for health or love, then the energy to bring your desires already exists, and all you need to do is focus on them, and the law of attraction will bring the like thoughts together. Focus on your desires, and the thoughts will be transmitted to the universal source, ready for the universe to start processing your order and arranging for everything needed to ensure your order is created and delivered. Create the thoughts of your desires, and then allow the universe to create your reality. The law of creation is that simple. So, why do we not create our dreams naturally? Often our thoughts are usually very unfocused and running in many different directions at once. For example, you may say, "I want a new sleek sports car." In that moment, the universe is orchestrating circumstances and events to bring it to you. And yet, usually in the same sentence, we sabotage ourselves by saying something like, "But I can't afford it." So, in essence, the universal forces say, "Wait a minute. Now they are saying they can't afford it," and you stop the energy flow. So take it a step further. When you are thinking about wanting a new sports car, but feeling that you can't afford it, where are you vibrating? In most cases, you are feeling lack or feeling that you want something you can't really have. Can you see how, by not understanding this law, our thoughts and emotions can hold things away from us? Let's take the example of money. You say you've been wanting more money, but when you think of wanting more money, how do you feel about it? Happy? Elated? Or frustrated? Angry? Sad? Maybe even jealous of those who do have money? In my experience, this particular subject has more people on an emotional roller coaster than all other subjects combined. The good news is that it doesn't matter how long you've felt this way. You can literally turn it around and begin flowing money to you by consciously and deliberately practicing the law of attraction through your thoughts and feelings. Anything in your life you want to change, you can. Simply by understanding the law of attraction and choosing to deliberately change your thoughts and constantly reach for the thought that feels better. The way you predominantly feel about any given subject is your barometer for knowing what your balance of thought is on that subject. The circumstances of your life is another indicator. If you're ever wondering which end of the barometer your thoughts are on, check in with your emotions. Your emotions never lie about the way you are flowing your energy. When your vibrational frequencies are high and you feel good, you can be assured that you are in contact with the law of creation. The thoughts you send out are directly linked to the mind within space itself. Where nothing exists, mind can be found, and as the universe is always expanding and growing, it has to expand and grow from somewhere. Where there was once nothing, particles are created. The thoughts you send out to the field of potentiality have the ability to create directly from this field. Your thoughts are directly linked to the source of unlimited potentiality, and therefore we have the ability to create from nothing. We are universal creators. As we are creating, there will never be a short supply, as more can always be created. When you begin to live by the laws of the universe, you begin to understand that you never need to compete against anyone. Some believe that it may be wrong to be wealthy or have all that you desire. Some believe that you should have less, as it's more righteous. Some believe that by having less themselves, they are allowing others to have more. When you follow the laws of attraction, you see that you are a creator. Creating means that you can have more without taking from others. Now, you do not have to compete against others. You can create more for yourself and more for others also. Be a creator and not a competitor. There is always more for you to create. There's enough for everyone in the universe. Whenever you form an intention, that intention has two primary components of creation. The first component is the content of the intention. The content is the information part of your desire. It's whatever you decide you want, such as a new car, a better relationship, or an extra £100,000. The second component of an intention is the energy of thought that is sent into the field of potentiality. This is the energy of creation and attraction. Together, these two components begin the creation of your desires. Simply put, the law of attraction states that like attracts like. What this universal law tells you about your own life is that the thoughts you think, the feelings you feel, the words that you say, and the actions you take all consist of energy that attracts to it more of its own kind. That is, negative energies attract negative energies, and positive energies attract positive energies. Whatever you think will be attracted and created in your reality. One of the most powerful actions you can take to create what you want in life is to give to others without wanting anything back in return. This opens your heart to your intuitive knowing and gratitude. When you give without strings attached, you are allowing your energy to flow, and it comes back to you many times over. by the law of attraction. Giving to others attracts the energy of giving to you. The physical laws that our sciences are discovering, such as the laws of physics, chemistry, biogenetics, engineering, form a subset of the laws of creation. Because mind controls the material world, matter is the physical manifestation of a thought process. And since the creational laws are built on logic, the physical laws must also conform to logic. Every effect has a cause. Every action has a consequence. When you intend through thought and the law of creation, you have to accept the consequences. If the universe did not function according to logic, our sciences would be useless because mathematical prediction would be impossible. The universal life force is the power of mind. It is everywhere and in everything, because the spirit of creation is everywhere. There is no hidden meaning to life. Life is an opportunity for spiritual growth and creation. We create meaning by the way we conduct our lives. Creation never stops creating. Justice follows logically from the laws of creation, but creation does not judge. If you jump off a cliff, gravity will control your destiny, but there is no judgment involved. The consequences are automatic, and the same for everyone. When you needlessly harm another person or creature, you also harm your own spirit by retarding its development. Again, the consequences are automatic. The consequences to the law of creation says, what goes around comes around. So we may consider the golden rule to be, as you treat others, so they will treat you. The universal law of creating and not competing also means dropping all judgments and all emotional attachments to what others are, have, or do. This is quite different from being tolerant. Being tolerant is not liking what someone else is or does and holding negative thoughts about them. Practicing the universal law of creation requires granting to others the same rights you ask for yourself. You are not competing against anyone, so wish them the right to be, have, and do whatever they choose. Creating means allowing and helping others to create also. In every waking moment, we are creating or altering our future. Our lives are a product of our thoughts, our visualizations, our intentions, our emotions, our feelings, our beliefs, our attitudes, our expectations, and what we will or will not allow ourselves to experience and to create. Our creations are also a product of our spoken words and our physical actions. Within the context of life in a human body on planet Earth, we each create our personal experiences by our thinking, that is, by whatever we give our thoughts to. We empower our thoughts through our emotions, and our thoughts manifest within the context of what we believe, what we expect. These then become the creations in the world around us. Our attitudes, beliefs, and expectations are thoroughly programmed into our subconscious mind, which is infinitely more powerful than our conscious mind. Our feelings, our emotions, are also a major factor. Thoughts accompanied with strong emotion have much more power and manifest much faster than thoughts that have little emotions attached to them. Whether the emotions are positive or negative is irrelevant. Whether our thoughts are intentional or simply come as a response to our environment is irrelevant. Positive feelings allow positive creation. Our lives are what our thoughts and feelings make them. There are no victims to the law of creation, only unconscious creators. We create 100% of our personal experiences. Most people create their experiences by accident and by default, but if you choose to do so, you can learn to consciously and intentionally create your own experiences. We must also consider the fact that a great many of our creations are done with the conscious or unconscious cooperation of others. Co-creations include everything from two people privately interacting to the entire human collective consciousness. Where co-creations are concerned, you cannot control the creations of another. You can, however, control your response to what you find yourself experiencing, and you can influence how and what others create. Our experiences are a blend of many factors. Our thoughts, our visualizations, our intentions, our emotions, feelings, beliefs, attitudes, expectations, words, and our actions aligned with whatever we intend to create. If all of those aspects are not aligned with our stated intentions, the power of our stated intentions is unfocused and lacking in direction and vibration. This will therefore alter our ability to attract at any one time. Remember that you, by your thoughts, beliefs, words, actions, and emotions, direct the universal energy. You are not asking, you are directing. You create not from an ego space of, look how powerful I am, because everybody has the same power. You are simply applying the universal laws in the same manner that you would invoke the law of gravity to assist you in rolling a car down a hill. You can direct the universal energy in whatever manner you choose, and it simply follows. There are no rights, wrongs, or moral judgments involved in the law of creation. The law simply functions as does the law of gravity. The universal laws, like the law of gravity, function 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with absolutely no holiday time. They function whether or not you want them to, and they function even if you are completely ignorant that these laws even exist. You do have choice. Apply the laws of the universe by chance, accident, and ignorance, or apply them by conscious intent. The law of creation creates whatever you are thinking about, and there are two parts to that creation. Part one is the launching of the creation, and part two is the acceptance of that creation. Using thought and emotion to prepare the way for creating your reality means that you will have to put forth less physical effort to effect that creation. Most people take action to get what they want, without really thinking whether their actions will be effective. The law of deliberate creation says that if you take the time to decide what you want, focus on it, and add emotional feelings, then you will be guided or inspired to any correct actions that may be necessary to accomplish your intended goal. Once ordered, you must allow or accept receipt of the creation with gratitude. You have to keep your eyes open for the inspired action part of the equation. Action isn't always necessary, but you need to be looking out for the signposts that will guide you down the pathway. You may be focusing on getting a promotion at work, and then may be contacted the following week by an old friend who just so happened to be looking to hire someone into the job that you've been looking for, but at a different company. If you have been watching the signposts the universe has been sending you, you will know which pathway to take. The law of deliberate creation is where you set about consciously creating the life you want. Infinite growth, eternal change, and never-ending creation. It all begins with thought. Every thought you think influences and adds to what you are experiencing. It is the lack of understanding of universal laws that has us creating our lives by default. Once you understand these laws, you can begin to create what you want in your life, consciously and deliberately. When things are going wrong in our lives, we want to deny any responsibility for creating it. And yet, until you understand the power you hold and accept responsibility for everything in your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, you deny your true freedom in life, and you deny yourself the highest level of gratitude. In the first law, I talked about the law of attraction, which, simply put, means whatever you focus on, you draw to you. So, if you are focused on something you do not want, you attract more of that to you. If you are focused on something you do want, you attract more of that to you. As thinking, feeling human beings, we are in a constant mode of creating, whether we believe it or not. We are creators. Anything you focus on, by the law of attraction, you create. Without exception, your creativity never stops. The good news is that once you understand and have belief in your ability to create, you can be deliberate in your intent. You can choose thoughts about the experience and things you do want in your life, rather than thinking thoughts about what you don't want in your life. In other words, you begin to create what you want, purposefully and intentionally. The law of deliberate creation is simply understanding the law of attraction and then consciously and deliberately choosing the thoughts and emotions that feel better. Always reach for the thought that feels better. How do you know when you're in alignment with what you want to create? Simply check in with your emotions and notice how you feel. When you feel good, you should then take the action required. Feel good before you act, and your actions will have greater results. The law of creation comes in two parts. Firstly, there is the ability for you to create your reality through the power of thought and the law of attraction. Secondly, understand that the universe has the ability to create more from the field of potential. This field of potential is the very energy that exists where there only appears to be space. Through the ability to create more from nothing, the universe has unlimited abundance. You no longer have to fight for what you want. The world is abundant with all that we may desire. There is enough to go around us all, and for us all to live lives of abundance and luxury. The 6th Quantum Mind Code audio program will show your intentions to create and the intent of universal expansion. The Quantum Mind Code is: I am a creator of my own destiny and part of universal expansion.